The backfield behind Ramondre Stevenson was replaced wholesale in a single weekend. Saturday, the Patriots acquired Corey Kiner from Arizona for a 2028 seventh-round pick and released Hassan Haskins the same day, per the club's announcement. Sunday, Lan Larrison went out among the 36 players released to reach 53, per the team's transactions log. Both contestants in the third back fight our last episode tracked are gone, and the job went to a back who arrived by trade the day before the deadline. Evan Lazar's post-camp review at the team's website had framed that call as Haskins' between-the-tackles power against Larrison's upside as a sub-package back, one day before the team chose neither. Stevenson's own week was quiet by design. He made the 53 as one of three running backs alongside Trevaeon Henderson and Kiner, per Nick Goss at NBC Sports Boston, and he did not play Thursday's finale at Cleveland. The starters rested a third straight game, per Lazar, so no touches for him appear anywhere in this window's reporting. The one variable that did move was his committee partner's health. Henderson turned an ankle slipping at practice on Monday, August 24th, per Michael Hurley at NBC Sports Boston, with the follow-up reporting calling it minor in appearance and expecting him ready for week one, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. Nothing in the reporting projects any shift in the split, and neither will we. Our last episode watched for finale touches, answered no, and for what cut down does to the room behind him, answered above, rebuilt from outside. The June Red bet that Stevenson's touchdown rate would fall back and his share would drift toward the younger back, and August never put that to a test. This is now two straight windows with no reporting on the split itself. What his role claims rest on is real enough. On our numbers, he led the 49 qualifying backs in rushing yards over expected per attempt last season, on 130 carries. Intact, unexercised, untested. More when the real games arrive. Data via NFL Verse.